We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 148.
Yes, meaning in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, as we learn, Baal HaSulam wants to explain to us the structure of the system which connects us with the Creator. The Creator is in a higher degree, we're in the lower degree, and between us there is a system. 125 degrees that are divided into five worlds, and five partsufim in every world, and five sfirot in every partsuf. All in all, 125 degrees. And we need, in our work, to rise in the same degrees from our lowest degree to the state of the Creator, the highest degree. That's it. So, let's continue. Even though all these things are not really clear to us, and even if we remember these things, they'll remain artificial, because we have to attain them out of the work inside us. And that's by the light that reforms, that shines to us from the highest degree, the highest point of the ladder, until this, our lowest point here. This is the same upper light that bestows and has to cause a spiritual ascent and an understanding. What's this about? Please.
148. Thus it is considered that the world of Yetzirah, which was sorted and emanated by the world of Briah, is then at the degree of Nukba of Atzilut. This is because it is the degree below the world of Briah, which was then the phase of Zera'an Pin of Atzilut. And the one below Zera'an Pin is the phase of Nukba.
This means he explains to us what's happening when the worlds are being born and the partsufim are born, and how is it that for us, after the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim and the Reshimot, records rise back to from the shattering to Rosh Desag, and then Rosh Desag starts building the world of Atzilut for us by all its partsufim, then the worlds Yetzirah, Briah, and Asiyah. So previously he was talking about the world of Atzilut, now he's talking about the world of Yetzirah. And Briah, now the world of Yetzirah. Thus it is considered that the world of Yetzirah, which was sorted and emanated by the world of Briah, which is higher than it, is then in the degree of Nukva of Atzilut, the world of Briah. This is because it is the degree below the world of Briah, which was then the phase of Zera'an Pin of Atzilut. Yes? When all the worlds were not in their degree, but in a higher degree than now. And the one below Zera'an Pin is the phase of Nukva. However, not all the 10 Sfirot of the world of Yetzirah are considered Nukva of Atzilut, but only the first four of Yetzirah may be instead of Nukva of Atzilut. Why? The reason is that there are two states to the Nukva, face-to-face and back-to-back. When she is face-to-face with Zera'an Pin, her level is equal to that of Zera'an Pin. Then they are equal. And when she is back, with Zera'an Pin, her level is equal to that of Zera'an Pin. Then she occupies only the fourth sefirot, Tanhi of Zera'an Pin. Tanhi is Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. And since at that time the state of the worlds was only back to back, there were only four sefirot in the Nukva. Hence, the world of Yetzirah too has only its first four sefirot at the place of Nukva Batzilut. And the remaining bottom six of Yetzirah were at the first six sefirot of the current world of Briah. According to the qualities of the place of Bia in the first discernment, where the world's Bia fell after the sin of Adam Rishon, which is now their permanent place. Meaning these olamot, these worlds are in the degree after the shattering in a lower degree than the state he's telling us about. 149. The world of Asiya, which was sorted by the world of Yitzira, is considered the current degree of Bria. Meaning its place. That's not in the place of the world of Yitzira, but in the world of Bria, in the place of the world of Bria, the current place. Since the world of Yetzirah was previously the degree of Nukva Datsilut, the degree below it, the world of Asiya, is regarded as the current world of Bria. But since only the first four of Yetzirah were in the phase of Nukva Datsilut, and its lower six were in the world of Bria, that's how it's divided. Therefore, only the first four of the world of Asiya below it are regarded as the bottom four sefirot of the world of Bria, and the bottom six of the world of Asiya were in the place of the first six of the current world of Yetzirah. At that time, the 14 sefirot, Nehim, of the current Yetzirah, and all 10 sefirot of the current world of Asiya, all 14 sefirot, were devoid of any kedusha, holiness, and became the shell section, Mador Klipot. This is the important thing here. There's a new discernment here called Mador HaKlipot, shell section, because only the shells were in the place of these 14 sefirot. Since the worlds of Kedusha ended at the place of the Chazev, the current world of Yetzirah, thus we have clarified the levels of the Potsufim Bia and their position when they were initially emanated. Meaning there are such places there that are intended for the shells. There's no strength. There's no force to stay in order to bestow. It's a result of the shattering. Adam 150. Now we shall explain the third discernment that we have after the shattering, after the sin. The levels of the Potsufim Bia and the position they had from the added Mochin. What does that mean? Prior to the sin of Adam Rishon. This is because through the illumination of the addition of Shabbat, Sabbath, there are such awakenings from above, from Ein Sof, when light comes. And that has nothing to do with the work of the lower ones. It's related to nothing. It's just that there's an ascent of lights and a descent of lights. It's like waves in the sea. That's how it comes. Why? Because the Creator, from the higher degree, wants to change the entire reality, to give it some motion. It's like with us. We have day and night, we have months. There are differences between times, between states. So that's how it is also in this system. That prior to the sin of Adam Rishon, this is because through the illumination of the addition of Shabbat, there is this state. It has nothing to do with the days or weeks of our world, or Saturday, Shabbat. That's how it is in spirituality. So it's called the addition of Shabbat. There's this cycle, every seven actions, it's called Shabbat. They had two ascents. The first was on the fifth hour of the eve of Shabbat, when Adam Rishon was born. At that time, the illumination of the addition Shabbat begins to shine in the form of the hay of the sixth day, meaning in the fifth hour of the sixth day, there's an additional light from above. At that time, Zeranpin obtained the phase of Yechida and rose and clothed Arichanpin of Atzilut. Nukva, the phase of Chaya, and it rose and clothed Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut. Bria rose to Ishsut, and the whole of Yetzirah rose to Zeranpin. First four Sefirot of Asiya rose to the place of Nukva of Atzilut. All these discernments rose to Atzilut, above the Parsa. Bottom six of Asiya rose to the place of the first six of Bria, meaning below the Parsa. And the second ascent was on the eve of Shabbat at dusk. Also, according to the times that come from Ein Sof, the upper light that changes the states in all the worlds bestows upon them with additional light, they rise, less light, they descend. That's how it happens. And through the addition of Shabbat, the bottom six of Asiya rose to the place of Nukva Vatzilut. They were below the Parsa, now they rose above the Parsa. The worlds of Yetzirah and Asiya stood in the world of Atzilut, in the place of Zona Vatzilut, in the manner of face to face, meaning they were truly connected with mutual bestowal to each other. Item 151. Now we shall explain the fourth discernment, a level of mochin that remained in Bia, and the place to which they fell after the sin. Meaning, what happened to all the partsufim of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, with all that? What was in them before the sin, during the sin, and after the sin of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is a new thing. We didn't have it before. Meaning it's a system that was created, and upon it, that's the center of creation. We're talking about all the changes that were done from the upper light through the system of the lights. The system of the worlds, world, olam, is from the world, word ha'alama, concealment. And then the upper light shines through this system of worlds. It's filtering itself. And these worlds direct the upper light to bestow in a certain way to the souls. The souls, well, soon we'll learn about them. They are parts of the Patsuf of Adam Rishon. Here in the meantime, it doesn't talk about that. But for this sake, they already start to be here. To them, the preparation was made. Item 151. Now we shall explain the fourth discernment, the level of mochin that remained in Bia, and the place to which they fell after the sin of Adam Rishon. Because of the flaw of the sin of the tree of knowledge, where he was born and he was in all the worlds, Bia, Abia, Atzilut Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, and he wanted to receive all the lights through all the worlds in order to bestow. But he didn't discern that he's incapable. And nonetheless, he did receive in order to receive, even though it's not his fault because he didn't know about it. Yes. So all the added mochin they had obtained through the two ascents departed from the worlds, and Zon returned to being in Vak and Nekuda, and the three worlds Bia were left with only the mochin with which they initially emerged. The world of Bria was at the degree of Zeranpin, which means Vak, and Yetzirah and Asiya in the above mentioned measure too. Additionally, the phase of Atzilut had completely left them, and they fell below Parsa of Atzilut to the quality of the place of Biyah, prepared by the second restriction. Thus, the bottom four of Yetzirah and the ten sefirot of the world of Asiya fell and stood at the place of the 14 sefirot of the shells, meaning below Parsa of Atzilut, called the shell section. This is what happened. This is what he explains to us about all this process that took place. He doesn't detail about, doesn't give us details about why it happens, but the system that comes from Ein Sof through all Galgalta Apsag Mabun and is built below Tabo Avak is a system that goes through all kinds of stages of corruptions. These stages of corruptions, this he explains to us this in a very short way. Item 152. The fifth discernment is the Mochin of Ima that Bia received at the place to which they fell. What does that mean? After Biyah departed from Atzilut and fell below the Parsa of Atzilut, they had only Vak. Then Yeshsut clothed Zon of Atzilut, and Yeshsut coupled from the clothing in Zon, and I imparted Mochin of Neshama to the Paltzufim, and imparted Mochin of Neshama to the Paltzufim Biyah in their place. The world of Bria received from them 10 complete sefirot at the level of Bina. The world of Yetzira received from them Vak. And the world of Asiya, only the state of back to back. Meaning there is an additional fulfillment that happens to us from the perspective of the world of Bria. This is the first discernment and the sixth discernment. Item 153 is the Neshama to Neshama, which the Paltzufim Biyah obtained from the posterior Paltzufim of the five Paltzufim of Atzilut. Why does this happen? This is because during the diminution of the moon, we still have to discern what is this action called diminution of the moon. The posterior Paltzuf of Nukva of Atzilut fell and clothed in the Paltzufim Biyah. It contains three Paltzufim called impregnation, suckling, mochin, ibur yenika mochin. The state of mochin fell into Bria. The state of suckling fell into Yetzira. And the state of impregnation fell into Asiya. They became the state of neshama to neshama, meaning the state of chaya to all the Paltzufim Biyah, which is the state of Chaya with respect to them. And item 154. The seventh discernment is Nukva Vatzilut, which became the Radla, Resha Delo Et Yada, the Rosh that is unknown, meaning it's not attained to the lower ones, and the illumination of Yechida in Biyah. This is because it has been explained that during the diminution of the moon, the three states, impregnation, suckling, mochin, of the posterior Paltzuf, Nukva, Vatzilut, fell and clothed in Biyah. They are the state of the posterior of the bottom nine of Nukva, which are impregnation, suckling, and mochin. Nehi is called impregnation, Chagat is called suckling, and Chabad is called mochin. However, the posterior of the phase of Keter of Nukva became Atik to the Paltzufim Biyah. Meaning, he is the upper one that determines everything for the all the Paltzufim of Biyah. In a way, that the lights of the current Paltzufim Biyah are primarily from the remnants left in them after the sin of Adam HaRishon, which is the vak of each of them. They received the phase of neshama from mochin of ima, and they received the phase of neshama to neshama, which is the phase of chaya, from the bottom nine of the posterior potsuf of nukva, and they received the phase of yechida from the phase of posterior of keter of nukva of atzilut. Meaning this is all about states and their ascents of all these five parts of Imam Atzilut. We can't explain, we can't understand much of it, and that's why we have done we reviewed them fast, so we can read all this part from item 144, which is explaining the three worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiyot, until item 155. This is what we need to know, more or less, that these are the Parsufim of the Olamot Bria emerged. It's also part of the world of Atzilut, but it's mainly the world's Bia, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, how they are in a state that is close to our state. And what we will have to learn now is the explaining the ascents of the worlds. We talked about it. There are all kinds of changes by the diminution of the moon and the ascents of the worlds that come from En Sof on Sabbath and all kinds of days, all kinds of months. There's an illumination from above that changes and bestows upon all the Potsofim and all of the Sefirot. And that system is what we need to now see how it bestows upon the ascents and descents of the worlds, and there we can take part in the ascents and descents of the worlds, and then specifically by us going into these actions of the Upper One on the system of the worlds, we can connect to the Upper One and to connect to Him, to be connected to Him, to understand Him more, to feel Him, to be the ones who take part with Him, which is basically our goal. So let's read. I'm already explaining the sense of the world.
So we're continuing on item 55. The title is Explaining the Ascents of the Worlds.
Don't be despaired that we read it because when we move on, specifically by learning this, we'll understand what this is about. That's the rule about the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the beginning to the end, and then you learn what's going on from the beginning.
155. The main difference between the Potsufim of Ak and the Potsufim of the world of Atzilut is that the Potsufim of Ak are from the first restriction, where each degree contains 10 complete Sefirot. Also, there is only one vessel in the 10 Sefirot, the vessel of Malchut. But the first 9 Sefirot are only considered lights. Conversely, the Potsufim of Atzilut are from the second restriction, as it is written, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heaven, when He associated mercy with judgment, the quality of judgment, which is Malchut, ascended and connected to Binah, which is the quality of mercy, and they were conjoined. Thus, the new Siyum was placed over the upper light in the place of Binah. The Malchut that ends the Guf ascended to Binah of the Guf, which is Tiferet, at the place of Chazeh. And the coupling, Malchut at the Peh of the Rosh, ascended to Bina of the Rosh, called Nikve Enayim. Thus, the level of the Parzufim diminished into Gelgalta Enayim, which are Keter, Chochmah, and vessels, and the level of Vak without a Rosh, which is Nefesh Ruach and lights. Hence, they are deficient of a Chap of the vessels, which are Bina and Zon, and the lights Neshama Chaya Yechida. We'll read it again. 155. The main difference between the Partzufim of Ak and the Partzufim of the world of Atzilut is that the Partzufim of Ak are from the first restriction, where each degree contains 10 complete Sefirot. Also, there's only one vessel in the 10 Sefirot, the vessel of Malchut. But the first 9 Sefirot are only considered lights. Conversely, the Partzufim of Atzilut are from the second restriction, as it is written, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven, when he associated mercy with judgment. The quality of judgment, which is Malchut, ascended and connected to Bina, which is the quality of mercy. And they were conjoined. Thus the new Siyum was placed over the upper light in the place of Bina. The Malchut that ends the Guf ascends to Bina of the Guf, which is Tiferet, at the place of the Chazeh. And the coupling Malchut at the Peh of the Rosh ascended to Bina of the Rosh, called Nikve Enayim. Thus, the level of the Partzufim diminished into Gelgalta Enayim, which are Keter, Chochmah, and vessels, and the level of Vak without a Rosh, which is Nefesh Ruach in lights. Hence, they are deficient of a Chap of the vessels, which are Bina and Zon, and the lights Neshama Chaya Yechida.
Okay, these are things we've learned previously. Okay, next, 156.
156. It has been explained above in item 124 that by raising Mun of the second impregnation, the Partzufim of Atzilut obtain the illumination of Mochin of Absag of Ak, which lowers the bottom hay from Nikve Naim back to her place of the Peh, as in the first restriction. Thus, they regain the Achap of the vessels and Neshama Chaya Yechida of lights. Yet, this helped only the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh of the Partzufim, but not their Gufim, their bodies, since these Mochin did not spread from Peh down to their Gufim. Therefore, even after the Mochin of Gadlut, the Gufim remained in the second restriction as during the Katnut. Hence, the 5 Partzufim of Atzilut are considered to have only the level of 10 Sefirot that emerge on the coarseness of Phase 1, the level of Zer Anpin, Vak without a Rosh, called the level of Ma. They clothe the level of Ma of the 5 Partzufim of Ak, meaning from Tabu of the 5 Partzufim of Ak downward.
Okay, then, are there any questions here? Please. No, none. Because it's a problem to go over the material this way, which is... Okay, well, we're going to have to, well then, to go back, repeat it again.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh,
PT-19.
Yes, good morning, Rav, friends. We learned a lot today. a lot of qualities, a lot of cascading of worlds. My question is, now that we read for about a half an hour, how do we draw the light that reforms in the best way, the most concentrated way, without going left, right, and thinking about other things? Great question. Because as much as we learn all these things, we'll learn them in a technical way, and that won't help us any bit. The contrary, it might give us a feeling and confidence that we're supposedly studying and understanding. But the contrary, the more we're confused and the more we feel distant from what's going on here, that can help us, because then we will have no choice but to pray, to ask that from above the force will come, the light, and aid us, that it will draw us ahead, that will connect between us, and to the extent that we're connected, we'll also discover who we're connected to. That's why to get into all this, these studies, that we'll be able to depict them, draw them nice in all our sketches. You can go into the archive and see how many sketches I made for this. Hundreds. Hundreds of drawings in all kinds of different states that are written here, and nothing helps. But in the end, only prayer for connection, that from the connection to the Creator, that will fill us and enjoy that place we've prepared for Him, of our connection for Him. Nothing but that. And only in practice, when He comes down and connects in us, only in practice from that action, we can attain what's written here, and not in our minds, not to act in what we read here, but to attain it in practice. That's why we, all in all, need to try, together with the study, to try and connect. That is the whole thing.
That's it, exactly about that I wanted to ask you. In our tens, we're divided into tens. So what is your advice to every ten to draw the strongest light? How can we do it? Because every ten is as a ten. So how can we do it in the work, practically, in the study? Can we do something additional in the ten during the study?
Everything is attained by the force of prayer, as Bala Sulam writes. There's nothing else to do. Only to study together, even things we don't understand, as a remedy. That's why it's called the remedy of Torah and commandments, mitzvot. And in this way, we ask for connection, and from the connection, we'll be able to give contentment to the Creator. By building the connection between us and filling us, and it will all come from us in order to bestow to Him. And all of our joy will be from Him building and filling and enjoying. Meaning, to let the bestower bestow. That's it. And more than that, we don't need. To such an extent that we don't even want to be belonging to this. This is called that we want to remain restricted. That what we want to attain is one thing. Even whether we succeed in this or not, in giving contentment to the Creator. Even that not. To such an extent that nothing for ourselves, we don't want to participate in it.
As if not to ask anything for ourselves?
Right.
It's exactly this way. Thank you.
So we are going to the last part of the lesson.
Let's move on to